There you are.
Billy?
Just a second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Billy?
Yes, sir.
Wait, Bob Haldeman.
Yeah, Bob.
You want him to get tough.
Well, boy, he laid it on the line. My wife said, whoopee, amen, and all that. Really, I thought it was, I thought that should have been done, really, 5 or 6 years ago. And I think he laid it on the line, and I think that the American people are going to back him.
You do feel so?
They're going to be squeals, and they're going to be demonstrations and all the rest of it. But if he'll ride it out and stick to his guns...
He will. There's no question about that.
I think that that there'll be no problem. I think that's what the American people want. I think it's going to give the American people a sense of pride. And they're just sick and tired of being beaten around and knocked around out in Vietnam.
I think that's absolutely right. You think the case came over all right?
Oh, my. He was just tremendous.
Good.
And, of course, afterward, the reporters hardly knew how to handle it.
Really? I didn't get to see that.
Yeah, I watched CBS for a while, and then watched NBC.
Yeah.
And they weren't very critical.
I see. That's interesting.
They didn't rake him over the coals like they usually do.
I see. Well, it threw him off balance pretty much, I think.
I think it threw him off balance.
Well, we're getting a fantastic response here. We can't do our usual checking because the phone thing is all jammed up here. And then I think we're going to get an enormous response because there seems to be a tremendous... around the country kind of thing like we don't usually have. We always get, you know, a lot of our own supporters, but there seems to be much more than that.
And I was very interested to hear the report from London that they figured that the British were going to back him.
Oh, really?
And they said the French might not take any attitude. They said they thought the Germans would back him. And they felt the Moscow trip might be in jeopardy, but it might not be. And
all right, we just have to wait and see what they decide to do.
That's right. But I think he's taken the only course that was open to him. And I think we've got to maintain the honor and the dignity of America.
Well, our key thing now is for the American people to realize that and back him, because as you know, the soft heads on the hill are going to all squeal, and we just got to ride that out.
The big thing, Bob, is to get it over with as quick as possible.
Right, right.
I mean, he's got to hit quick and hit hard.
Right.
And get it over with, and if we can get this thing over with by July, so that these North Vietnamese people are suing for peace,
yep.
Then there'll be no problem.
Right.
But... I think he hit it on the head tonight.
Good.
And it's the first time, really, that I sort of felt like I was an American.
Great. Well, that's good.
Since he made the speech on the economic crisis a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And I think there are going to be a lot of people feel that way.
Good. Well, I hope so.
There'll be demonstrations. There'll be all kinds of things.
Well, we just got to counter that with the evidence of support on the other side.
That's right.
And get that silent majority cranking again. That if they'll speak up, they can drown the others out.
Well, I'll hold a press conference. Let's see, day after tomorrow in Memphis, and one in on Friday in Birmingham, Alabama. And I'll come out real strong.
Great.
Just my small part of it.
No, that's not small.
But I'll do my best.
Very good, sir.
Okay.
Okay, Billy.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye.